Hi, and welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. Dave Hodge with Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons to talk about the Major League Baseball season that is about to begin with a bit of a twist. Well, more than a bit of a twist, because the Blue Jays are discussed very differently this season. People are picking them to win the AL East, the AL, the World Series. Is that unreasonable or not?
No, it's very reasonable. They have a terrific roster, and Alex Anthopoulos has done a remarkable job of putting this team together for this purpose for the season. And there's not been an excitement about baseball beginning in Toronto this year that there has been. You have to turn the clock back about 20 years to come up with a similar kind of excitement. So, yeah, people are expecting all kinds of good things. Now the test is, can they do it?
Well, the Blue Jays have already won, and they've won Canada. This is finally, for the first time, I would argue, legitimately Canada's team. The last time the Blue Jays were really successful, there was another team in this country, the Montreal Expos, and that mattered. And baseball in this country, I believe, tends to be on a north-south axis. If you live in the Maritimes, you probably care or have cared as much about the Red Sox and the Yankees. Or on the West Coast, if you live in Vancouver, you probably have cared as much about the Mariners as you have about the Blue Jays. Now, I think the Blue Jays, because of what Anthopoulos has done, have truly captured the country.
Well, I'm from Vancouver. I never had any affinity for the Seattle Mariners. Okay. I always stayed within country. First the Expos and then the Blue Jays. But if you look at what the Blue Jays have done, I don't know if it's going to work. There are still a lot of trap doors that could open up. I mean, in this rotation alone, your fifth starter is going to be Jay Happ at this point, which is not great. R.A. Dickey, I think he's going to be great, but we don't know. He's moving to the American League. That could change things. Brandon Morrow's arm has been fragile in the past. Josh Johnson has had injury problems. And eventually, Mark Burley's not going to throw 200 innings every year for all time. But what has happened to the Blue Jays this year is it used to be that for them to contend, everything had to go right. When you flipped all the coins, all up and down the lineup, all up and down the rotation, they all had to come up heads. Now, I think more things have to go wrong than right for this to be a really good team and a contending team.
Well, you put question marks around pitchers. You mm-hmm. named them all. Can't they win 10-8?
some nights, yes. And they're going to win in different ways. They're going to win with power because they've got Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion in the middle of that lineup. And they're going to win with speed because with Jose Reyes leading off and Emilio Bonifacio and people like that, they have a very fast team. So there's more elements offensively to this Blue Jays team than we've seen in a very long time.
But there are also question marks in the lineup, starting with Melky Cabrera. We don't know what Melky Cabrera is.
I was going to start with Colby Rasmus, actually. But
well, we'll talk about the new guy because Melky Cabrera, I mean, there's a cloud over Melky Cabrera with his drug suspension. And we don't know what Melky Cabrera we are getting in Toronto. And Colby Rasmus, and you can throw Lind into that mix.
To me, Colby Rasmus is the biggest question on the Jays going this season. I don't look at Melky as that big of a question because I don't expect last year's performance to carry over to this year. I figured more of the Melky Cabrera of Yankee days, and I think that's fine for a starting outfielder in the major leagues.
So we agree that there is baseball excitement like we haven't seen for 20 years. What about the idea that baseball is out of date? I mean, I'm not hearing any of that now.
No, not here. I think generationally, though, if you break down the way TV audiences kind of in terms of watching the World Series and watching the playoffs, generationally, it's a really steep curve. It's older and older people watching baseball. But in Toronto and in Canada, I think, the hunger for the Jays, there was something ignited in 92 and 93. And I think it remained. And even though it became dormant because there wasn't anything to cheer for two decades, I think what has happened is once the Jays are good again, and let's say that they are this year, let's say they're a 90-win team, those memories and the power of those two World Series, I think, is going to transcend age to a degree. I really do. I think there's going to be a really wide and deep Jays fan base that's going to exist.
So it wasn't baseball that had gone stale. It was the team in Toronto, in Canada.
Well, I think both, actually. I think there's been a separation. And there's a real strange juxtaposition between baseball succeeding. You know, you see the contracts that Verlander just got or Buster Posey just got and the amount of money coming into Major League Baseball. And this disconnect with youth and today's, you know, that, you know, the 10-second attention span thing. baseball doesn't translate very well to that 10-second attention span thing. It's a slower game. It's a cerebral game. And so there is those things that it fights, and I still think it fights those.
But we're also on the cusp of a new era in baseball with great young generational players that we saw last year in Trout and in Harper, and I think that is going to start attracting more young fans.
You're going to the home opener.
Yes.
I want you to sit there and look around and tell yourself that you're in a cerebral atmosphere.
Okay. The home opener does not.
It's going to be nuts.
Yes. The home opener does not equate to any other day of the season.
Yeah, you wait for day two.
Okay, day two when there's usually 18,000 people in the stadium and it's quiet.
Cerebral, that's a brand of Labatt, is it?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, it's also a different baseball season because not only are the Jays picked high, but the Yankees and the Red Sox are picked low. There's a lot of other question marks around. I mean, if you put the Jays in a category of World Series contenders, the next question is how many other teams are on that list? And there won't be a lot.
In the American League?
Well, the National League if you want.
Well, we'll start with the Washington Nationals,
okay.
A team that I think might win. All you right. have the Detroit Tigers, despite the okay. bullpen mm-hmm. issues there. You have the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, perhaps. I mean, there are teams that can compete.
Not as many as I think we've seen in the past.
Well, no, except you can say that now. But baseball does surprise to a degree.
Yeah.
There still is the possibility that there are going to be teams that are going to be better than we think. And all it takes is four or five, really, at the top of the game. When you look at it, there's always a separation between the top five teams maybe in baseball and the next level down.
But the ideal situation for the Blue Jays may be the situation that we're looking at. They're better, and several other teams are worse.
Yeah, and I think that was frankly part of the strategy of why they went for it economically right now. They looked at what the Yankees were doing. They looked at where the Red Sox were. They looked at where the division is and where baseball is. What they didn't account for, I guess, in all of that is the Houston Astros factor. And having them in the West with 16 games against all the teams in the West is going to make a second playoff team in the American League East very difficult.
I don't think the Jays looked at the Yankees in Boston at all. Any more than they looked at the Houston Astros. What they looked at is the way this started is Alex Anthopoulos walked in to the Miami Marlins suite and said, I need a starter. What about Josh Johnson? And from there, it all came out because he didn't know it was coming. This was not a plan to do this season. It just happened. The door happened to have opened. And once he got the Miami Marlins deal, then it made sense to go after R.A. Dickey. It made sense to add Melky Cabrera because once you're in, you're all in.
Yeah, you know what? You take the best players off two of the worst teams in the National League and you hope for the best. The Mets and the Marlins, there are a lot of those guys.
I was going to ask you to name the best player on the Houston Astros and the worst player on the Houston Astros. And if you could only pick one, I was going to put them on both lists.
Carlos Pena?
Because it could be the cleanup hitter. Carlos Pena batting 196 or something in August.
My answer was going to be Rusty Staub, but I couldn't get a date.
Willie Mays Hayes?
Bring back those uniforms. They have new uniforms. They should have brought back those uniforms. Houston hosting the opener, and then the season unfolds for the Jays and everybody else. That's it for TSN, the reporters in the podcast. Enjoy the baseball season.